Okay, so the today's shir and tomorrow there's no shir, but Thursday is going to be on the topic of Romitzuin Eitzah Shechita Mumchen Hein, and I figured I'd break it into two different shir. So today's shir we're going to understand the nature of this particular chazaka, this particular rov, and then the next couple of days it's a much longer discussion, but general understanding of rov and the need to efshir levara, not efshir levara. But today's going to be very specific to this particular application of Shechita. So the Gemara finished off this whole long discussion about how to understand the Mishnah and Daf Beis, and the Gemara brought in two different Lishnas of Ravina's position, and then the Gemara wanted to know why each Amora rejected the other. And in that discussion, the Gemara says, and this is how we pass in the Rif and all the Rishonim, that we assume that Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchen Hein. What most people who are doing Shechita, we could assume they're Mumchen, which means they're Yodea Hilcha Shechita, and there's very little Chashash, anything taking place. That's one assumption we make. And then one makes another assumption that La Lufe Lo Chashin. We're not concerned La Lufe. We're not concerned that he might be tired and might do a Shehiyah and delay the Shechita a little bit, take a break and pause and continue. These are two ideas, a Rov and a Chazaka, that we assume. So today she is going to basically be going through a Beis HaLevi. She was Beis HaLevi. I don't know if anyone saw this, but he has this. This is the Mar Malkum to look at on this particular topic. And in fact, he writes in this. It's a short tshuva. Those who want to look at it inside, I would read the beginning. It's Os Al. It's Chelik Beis Siman Dalet. There is no Os Aleph, but there should be an Os Aleph. I would do Os Aleph, skip Os Beis, and then read Os Gimel Os Dalet. And the rest you could do if you want, but some of them are side topics. So I'm going to just walk you through this Beis HaLevi, going through the Rishonim and the Achronim, discussing this particular topic. Now, in his introduction to the Siman, he says that this is a topic that is a big machlokus in the Rishonim, but he found that none of the Mechaber, none of the notes of Kalim and Shulchan Aruch mentions this. Had you just read through Shulchan Aruch, unless you were very sensitive to this topic, you would not have noticed this at all. So he felt the need to write such a tshuva about the nature of the chazaka of the shechita rova et shechita mumchen hein. So let's start off learning the Rambam for a second. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shechita Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel that Yisrael who's yodeh Hilchos Shechita harei ze lo yishchot beino levin atzmo lichatchila ad she yishchot bifnei chacham pamim rabos ad she ragu v'zaris. He needs to just regulate himself, make sure he's strong enough and capable of doing a good shechita. But b'di'eved, im shachat tchila beino levin atzmo, shechita sekshera. If he does do a shechita by himself, no one watches him, so then we rely on it. So why do we rely on it? Why not? Why aren't we choshesh that maybe he did a shehiyah? Yeah, he knew the halachas, but maybe out the maisa, it was an incorrect maisa. How can we trust it? So the Beis Yosef explains the Rambam shechita. The Beis Yosef says, the reason why, the whole idea of when the Gemara says Lo Chashinon de la Lufe is not to say that we're not choshish people will get tired. People get tired. People either they're going to get faint, or they're going to get weak. That does happen. What it means is that even this idea of Lo Chashinon la Lufe, it means it's based on the Nemanos of the particular Shochet. So says the Beis Yosef that if the guy saw he did a little delay in the shechita, he would have answered it. And even if we know the guy is a weak guy and he normally does do a bad ma'aseh shechita, we can rely on his shechita. Why? Because we trust the guy that he's going to tell us the truth. I mean, in terms of the ma'aseh shechita, being able to do a good full shechita, that's not a criteria of being a shochet. It's a idea of, do we trust, it's a din of nemanos. That's the whole idea that the Beis Yosef is saying. Do we trust that he's going to tell us if there was some type of delay? That's the understanding. So, and therefore we would like him to be more ragil v'zariz, but if he's not ragil v'zariz, if we trust the individual, so then we'll trust that he'll tell us if there's a pasul shechita. And that's what the Ramah says as well. The Ramah writes in Siman Aleph Siv Gimel, the guy always makes a mistake. Now, oftentimes he makes a mistake, there's a pasul shechita. And we know he hasn't yet been regulated, his strength has not been strong enough to pass through in a seamless shechita. And he does a shechita, Amar Bari Li Shalom Nisel Afti. I said, I know this time was a good shechita. Neman. Me'achash Yodei Hilcha Shechita. We trust him. So the idea is, says the Beis HaLevi, after he quotes Rambam, he quotes all these different sources. The Beis HaLevi says, what pshat in this chazaka of we're trusting the chazaka of the mumchin, that idea of the rov mutsun eich shechita mumchin heim. He says, Iker yisodahu mishim cheskas kashrus da'ashochet. It's all predicated on the nemanis of the shochet. That's the idea. Well, we'll see in contrast what the other position is, and the nafkamina is everything will become much clearer. But in essence, that this particular chazaka of that rov mutsun eich shechita mumchinin is based on nemanis, we trust the guy, and is that in essence it's eid echad neman bisurim. That's the whole yisod, says the Beis HaLevi. It's eid echad neman bisurim. That's the whole idea of this rov mutsun eich shechita mumchinin. He says, in contrast to the shita of the Tosos and Gittin. You guys got to the Tosos and Gittin, probably saw it last time. Tosos and Gittin, on Beis and Beis, tells us that eid echad is trusted. The shochet is trusted. Even though there's a cheskas iser, and many Rishonim hold that eid echad doesn't work up against a cheskas iser, the reason why a shochet is trusted is because it's something called biyada. We mentioned this a couple weeks ago. It's not eid echad, it's biyada. And even though it may karalot nishchada karai, even if initially he didn't do a good shechita, and ein biyada hashel asakin ha'iser, and even though now everything's been done and he can't fix what's been done, meaning it's been shechted, you can't fix it. Mikal Malkum says, tells us, since in the beginning, may karo, it was biyado, to do a proper shechita, we trusted. So he says, even though it's not shaykh to say rov mutsun yetzal shechita hein, look in the Tosa, he says this itself, so then we still trust the shechita. Now it's a very, you read Tosa, it's very strange what he's talking about. So what Beis HaLevi says is, according to Tosos and Gittin, it's not based on eid echad neman bisurin. The fact that he says it's different. Number one is, eid echad isn't trusted against cheskas iser, and this is trusted. Number two is, we have people all the time who are shechting, and Lamaisa, we're going to see the Rashba in just a moment, Lamaisa, they might not be believed. So basically, Levi understands, the Tosos saying, it's not based on eid echad neman bisurin, this whole rov. What he says is, find the line here for a second. Umuchach lehedya midivrei atosos tahach ruba adif yoser meilu heid eidecha mefurash al behema the nishchad behechsher. That this rove is actually greater than eidechad. Sarach lomer, you have to say that Tosos assumes tahach ruba einu mishem cheskas kashus da shochet. It's not based on the kashus of the shochet and an eid echad neman bisurin at all. Rather, it's like shar chazakos that we find throughout Shas, that the understanding is that no one would come to the do a shechita unless he knew what he was doing. It's not an issue of nemanus. It's not based on eid echad neman bisurin. The chazal understood, the chacham understood, that there are certain chazakas we have throughout Shas, and not based on nemanus. The chazak is that no one's going to go be osik in shechita unless he knows halachas of shechita. And therefore, it's based on a regular chazaka, nothing to do with eid echad neman bi'isurin. This is in the Beis HaLevi how he sets up this machlokas between the Rambam versus the shechita of the Tosos and Gittin. Yeah. He says, biyado, even when you can't apply rov, he said. Exactly, that's the case he says, exactly. No, he's understanding that we trust a shechita based on biyado, and it sounds right. That Tosa sounds like he's rejecting the whole concept, as if he's almost rejecting this psak of the Gemara, that we don't go based on rov. That's what you're saying?
Right.
So that I was bothered by that line as well, and I'm not sure what he means by that, to be honest. It sounds like the way the Beis Levi is understanding it is, not that we reject the idea when the Gemara says, you know, we do accept that, but we don't have to look at every single person individually to see whether he has ne'emanus or not ne'emanus. The Chazal said that's a rov we rely on. But we're not going to look at every single individual and based on his ne'emanus. That's how I understood the Beis Levi's understanding of that Tosfos. But you're right, if I just read the Tosfos alone, I would have thought that Tosfos rejects this psak of the Gemara. And it's nothing to do based on the rov mitzvah neitzel shechita mumchenhen at all. It's just a din of b'yado.
What we thought, meaning the case of the Gemara is you just find a karnival shechita. You don't even know who shechted it, right?
Correct.
So Tosfos is saying that you could eat it because you have rov. As opposed to b'yado cases, that's when you actually have a person. So there you could, even if you didn't have a rov, you could still eat it because of b'yado.
So biado is
have two
cases.
Right. Biado is greater than the rov in this case, but either way, we see that's certainly not based on eid echad. That's what he's saying. So just to make that clear, so we have a situation where if the person holding the basar nishchata, so we trust him because of biado, not because eid echad. The situation where there's no one is biado, no one's holding it, but you just find it on the ground shachut. So then we could apply the din of rov of we could assume that anyone who's osek b'shchita was a mumchen hen. Okay, so now after setting this up, the Beis Halevi, that whether this particular rov is midin eidach ha'neman b'isurim or it's based on a regular inyan of chazaka, rov and chazaka, without distinguishing right now between those two. So he says there are a couple of nafkaminas to really bring this idea out. He says, if you saw the Torah, wrote in Simon Bey Sif Bey, he quotes the Rashba. Now, we should be familiar already with this Indian of Mumar. So he says that this is in Sif Bey in the Torah, Simon Bey Sif Bey. In Meshumad or Mumar, Ochel Nevelos L'Teavon. So what's the halach of Ochel Nevelos? So both Eksakim, we could check the Sakim, and no sinlah, we give it to him, he could check it. Azmutu Lechel Mishchitasa. Even if he shechs by himself, we trust him, he's not going to go out of his way to make it a pasul shechita. He'd prefer to have kosher as opposed to nevela. So we give him a kosher sack and we trust him. Even if he doesn't eat from it. And the Rashba adds on, quotes the Torah, because of the Rashba, afilu im ein yodim im yodeya hilchos shechita. Even if we don't know if he knows Hilchos Shechita, we could still rely on this Mumar L'Teavon. Why? Why is that? So the Beis Halevi explains that the Rashba understands that this Svara is not based on Ne'emanus, not based on Eidach HaNeman B'Yisurin. Because if it was based on Eidach HaNeman B'Yisurin, so now it gets a little complicated.
Shouldn't it be the opposite?
What do you mean?
Because we, according to the Tosfos, everyone knows the Din. Since everyone knows it, then the guy's not going to get up to shecht if he doesn't know it. So clearly the guy's getting up to shecht if he doesn't know it.
Say it again?
According to the Tosfos again, he says that everyone knows that a shecht and a guy won't get up to shecht unless if he doesn't know. So clearly you have a guy who's a mummer and who's getting up to shecht, he probably doesn't know that lachos.
No, okay, so this is saying, so Tosfos would assume that we have a chazaka, it works. Meaning if the guy, we don't know if the mummer knows halachos, so we don't know.
According to Tosfos, chazaka,
right.
You assume he knows?
You assume exactly. Tosfos said this would be against this Rashba. But the Beis Levi says, according to the Rashba, that a mumar ochel nevelos l'teavon, so we can't rely, so even if we don't know the halachas here, he says, we apply the svara of Tosfos. The Alpha Gav says, Beis Levi, de'enu ne'man be'edusa shel shechita, even though he's not trusted by a shechita, we still could say it's a good shechita. He has no ne'emanus. There's no eidus ne'emanus by the mumar l'teavon, and therefore the fact we rely on it. He says muchach tesvir legam kein asvara ketosvos that there's a regular din of chazaka that no one will be osek in the shechita unless they are yodeya hilchos shechita. It's not based on ne'emanus. This Rashi is based on a regular din of chazaka. Is that clear to everyone? Now, this is a, again, if you remember from the sugyas of Eidach HaNeman B'Yisurin by Mumar L'Teavon, this is not so clear. The assumption the Beis Halevi is saying, it seems, that the Mumar L'Teavon is not trusted as an Eidachad. And we saw otherwise. Didn't we see the Rama who said that? We do trust. So I'm not sure what the Beis Levi was going to do with this. We thought a Mumar is trusted as an Eid Echad. He has to assume that a Mumar is not trusted as an Eid Echad. He has to assume like the Ra'ah, if you're still remembering the Sugya, the Ra'ah said that we only trust an Eid Kasher. Remember that Ritva and Ksubis also. Only an Eid Kasher is good for Eid Echad and Emun Bisur. That's the assumption of the Beis Levi. But we don't hold that way. We hold, like the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that even by Psulin, we would trust in Eid Echad, Neman, B'Yisurin. So I think even this Rajba would, even if the Rajba held that it is Midin Eid Echad, Neman, B'Yisurin, we could still rely on the Mumar L'Tiavon. So while the Beis Levi does set up as an Afkamina of whether or not this Rove is Midin Eid Echad or it's a regular Chazaka, Anis Daiti, I'm not sure if it's so clear that it's an Afkamina. Everyone with me on that? I know we're putting together a number of different sugyas here. Okay, so then he has another nafkamina. Now, I didn't fully grasp it, so I'm going to skip it. Feel free to take a look there. It had to do with that case if you found the gedi that was shachet and kosher or not, and the head wasn't there anymore. So I didn't follow how he connected it to the two man damrim. So I'm going to skip that middle piece, yeah.
So according to the Beis Halevi, the Rashba is saying there's no ne'emanus like the ra'a.
According to the Rajba, there is... Beis Halevi assumes that there is no Nemanus like the Ra, which itself would be another steer in the Rajba, which would go against, which I guess would support what I'm saying, is that no. The Rajba says in the Mishmeres HaBayis that we do trust the Mumar L'Tiavon as an Eid Echad. The Rajba held that it's based on... he understood Eid Echad as being your Sol Mechalav. Not within Nemanus, but because you're Sol Mechalav. So seemingly that's why you could rely on Mumar L'Tiavon, because for the Rajba's L'Shita, so he holds that you don't have to have a Nemanus, or a full Nemanus. You don't have to be an Eid Kasher to rely on him. So that's a very good point as well. So it seems that I don't understand how it fits into the Shita of the Rajba. Okay, let's just do one more Nafkamina here of this of the Beis Halevi. So there's a Gemara in Baba Kama that says, if a Tavach Uman, a professional Shochet, Shekilka, he makes a mistake in the Shechita, he makes a Nevela, he's Pater Milashalim, he's Pater from paying. It's a big din in general. If the Mishnah talks about a Maseches Sanhedrin, if a Dayan makes a mistake, whether he's responsible to pay any damages. So typically when a person is a Mumcha, he receives his license, so it's like having insurance. A doctor has his insurance and lawyers have their insurance. If they make any mistakes, they're covered by their insurance. So if a shochet is a professional, he has his license, he's pater from paying. But then the Gemara says that you have to bring a raya. Rabbi Yochanan says you need to bring a proof that you're a mumcha, that you have passed the test and you have the license, that you're able to be such a shochet. So this is that's what the Gemara says. So if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, right in the beginning, in Siman Aleph here, so the Shach and Sifkat and Dalad, he's going on the din that the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol shochtin l'chachila, everyone could be a shecht. Kol adam ein makirno, so even if you don't recognize them, shemushchot l'shchot, shlo yisalef, people are muchzak not to make any mistakes. V'gam ein yodim boshu mumcha, you don't know if he's mumcha v'yodei hechoshchita, muter litein lo l'chachila. You're allowed to give a l'chachila to this person if he claims to be a shochet. U'muter lecho m'shchitaso sherov haragilim l'shchot. Most people who are engaging in the Indian of Shechita, we can assume that they're mumchin and they're muchsak. So the Shach says, he quotes his Gemara, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch in Choshu Mishpat Simen Shinvav Siv Zayin, Gavi Tavach Uman, this professional Shochet, that makes a mistake, that needs to bring a raya that he's a mumcha. So the Shach asks, why do you have to bring a raya? Don't we say, Rov Mitzvah Netzel Shechita Mumchin Hein? What's the need for raya here? So Shach says, must be. We assume not that way. So how come this goes against everything we've been saying? We've been assuming up until now, we pass like the Gemara that Rov Mitzui Neitzel Shechita Mumchin Hein, and therefore you can rely on different people doing Shechita. But suddenly here, when it comes to the halachas of making a mistake, you need to bring a proof. You have to bring a raya. What happened to the Rov? Rely on the Rov. That's the... So the Shach doesn't ask us a question. He just says, that's the din. So if I just read the Shach, I would have assumed, we don't hold of the Gemara. We don't hold of Rov Mitzui Neitzel Shechita Hein. It's a Rov we don't rely on. But the Shach doesn't say that. The Shach says, Lo Amrinim Bechi Agavna, in this particular case, which indicates the Shach in general does hold of Rov Mitzui He does hold it as such a rov. But this particular application, when it comes to the talach making a mistake, you have to bring a raya. So what's the difference of this particular application of the raya, of having to bring a raya for the mistake, and in general where we say you can't trust the shechita of the shochet?
Wouldn't that be like, you said about eight achot, if you have one eight achot and then another eight comes, then it could be machshin zaza, and the guy messed up, so that we would be inclined to say that he's just not neman anymore.
No, because messing up is just part of the work. That doesn't mean he loses nemanus. He didn't try to lie. He admitted it was a mistake. You brought the cow, a $1,000 cow, and the shochet made a mistake. Well, I'm sorry. Buy another cow. I don't have to pay for it. So, but as long as he brings a proof that he has a license. So why need a proof? Should we assume if he's engaged in shochet, he advertises, in his storefront, I'm a shochet, come to me, bring me your cow. So shouldn't that be enough of a reason to rely on him? Why does he have to show his license? So
the question is to rely on him so that he doesn't have to pay for the damages.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So there's a Rabbi Kivi Eger here, and there's a Prima Gadim who ask further on this idea, and Beis Levi quotes these. He just makes mention of the Rabbi Kivi Eger, and Prima Gadim doesn't get involved in this discussion, but he says, I'll explain to you as follows. He says that according to the Rambam and the Bedek Abayis, which I didn't quote before, but he proves in the Bedek Abayis as well, that this rov is based on Torah's Eidus Alatzmot, based on Eidachanam Bisurin. So when it comes to Eidachanam Bisurin, this is a great nafkin that really brings everything out now. Eidachanam Bisurin is only believed in what cases, guys? Bisur? Eidachanam Bisur? Aval le'inin din mamon l'mahani svarzu klal. This is dine mamonis. So to rely on this rov, which Beis Levi says is based on Eid Echad, so in essence Eid Echad, you can't rely on it in this particular application because this has to do with Dini Mamonis. And when it comes to Dini Mamonis, we don't rely on Eid Echad. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach. But if you were to assume that this is a regular chazaka, the way the understanding of Tosas and Gittin is, it's regular chazaka, nothing to do with Eid Echad, Neman, Bisurin at all. Just simply a chazaka. So then, seemingly, he says, you would not have to bring any proof. Now, that, of course, goes against the Gemara. The Gemara clearly says in Baba Kama, you have to bring a license, but at least in Svara, that's what he said would be the result according to Shitas Tosos. Yes, Shimon.
Still saying,
even according to Tosos, you assume. Right. So the point that the Beis Levi never really got involved in was Rov versus Chazaka. He never really addressed that point. And I can't play to the two on purpose because he didn't distinguish either. If you assume it's chazaka, though, the cheskas mamon,
it's not a real rove.
Exactly. It's not a real rove. So that's part of the confusion here. The Gemara uses the word rove, but then they start bringing in dinim of chazaka.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to get involved in being as precise. We should be precise, ein hachanami, but I wanted to bring out this idea here of the Beis Halevi, of this machlokas, again, whether or not this rove slash chazaka of rove mitzun etzel shrutin mumchenheim, whether that's midin eid echad, or whether it's within the general idea of chazaka. And the nafkamin, as we saw quickly, were, can you apply this to any person, even if they lack nemanis? Well, if it's a inyan of nemanis, so you can't apply the din to a person who lacks nemanis. If it's chazaka, you can apply it to such an individual. And the second nafkamin we discussed was just what before, can you apply it to the din of mamonis as well? If it's midin eid echad, so eid echad is not trusted in the world of mamon. But if it's based on regular chazaka, so we do have chazaka even in the world of Nemanis. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll continue the next 2 days. I have Mar Makomos. There's a long Gemaras and Ramban, Milchemes Hashem, to look at. So it should keep you busy Wednesday and Thursday, I hope. Now, moving forward, the next thing I want to do next week, I want to deal with the rest of the Mumars, the going through Daf Hey, Mumar Lahakis, and Mumar Le'avodos Kochavim. I ask you guys what you want to do afterwards. We have two